episode number 139 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Stacey Penner. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, GitHub. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are PodBot.Door AI. GitHub is something of a social network for programmers and an open environment where programmers can freely share and even collaborate on open source code. GitHub is one of the most popular open source software development sites worldwide. GitHub allows developers to modify, customize and improve software in their public repositories for free. In addition, anyone can sign up and host their own public code repositories, making them free for all. GitHub offers a web interface and various paid plans, but sells a wide range of open source repositories that make it publicly available. Other Git repository hosting services also exist, and GitLab, Bitbucket, and SourceForge are all viable GitHub alternatives. There is a wide range of free and paid subscriptions for GitHub users, as well as a variety of premium subscriptions. GitLab even offers an integrated option that allows a GitHub user to migrate their project directly to GitLabels. If you're interested in using Git, GitHub, or Kinsta, you can read the help article here. First, we explain why the OpenJDK community would benefit from using an external source hosting provider, and then we explain why GitHub is currently the best choice for a provider. Then we will dig more into GitHub and how we can actually use it to work with WordPress and Kinsta. To check that your favorite apps are compatible with GitLab or GitHub, we recommend you read the documentation for GitLab and GitHub. GitHub isn't the only product in this category and it's not just an improved Git service. GitHub Enterprise is not only an on-premise product for businesses, but it is also part of the company's business model. Even if it was not just a premise product of that company, you can use any programming editor you want to edit your code, including the well-integrated GitHub and GitHub desktops as shown below. Because GitHub is cloud-based, any authorized person with a computer anywhere in the world can access your individual Git repository, provided you have an internet connection. You can also share code with others by giving them access to all the revisions and changes you make to various branches of Git. If you don't do this, you can still do the operations you will do on your desktop every day to contribute to your projects. You can configure Git on your development machine to continuously bring new code to GitHub or SourceForge. To do this, you first test your work by pushing commits back into a remote, forked repo. Then add the branch you need to the GitHub desktop, commit the changes you want, and finally create a pull request to the parent project. To get started, you can create a new repository on the GitHub website and run git init to create it in the project directory. GitHub asks you if you want to make changes to a file, or if you can make changes to GitHub on a working computer if you want the latest version of your repository. Use Git to get a list of all the changes you have made to your files, as well as the source code for each change you have made. If you want to add a repo that you created locally, it will do so, but you will have to do it from scratch. GitLab, like GitHub, offers a simple problem tracker that allows you to change the status of an assignment partner for multiple problems at once. GitHub app triggers allow you to automatically launch and call builds, Git pushes, and pull requests. In addition, they use the Cloud Build GitHub app to configure and authenticate GitHub and support features supported by existing GitHub triggers. They allow you to automatically call a build, Git push, or pull request and view the build results in the GitHub Cloud Console. Note, if you are using a GitHub trigger, you must grant access to a person within your organization to use it. GitHub organizations also maintain your GitHub account as a member of your organization, not as an external contributor. This can be done by accessing any GitHub repository, but please note that when using GitHub triggers, you will need permission from the person or organization from which you have hash access to GitHub triggers. So now you have a GitHub repository, but do you know how to add files and changes? What you may not know is that there are many reasons to use GitHub, even if you are not a programmer. GitHub makes it easy to find useful code and submit changes to other projects. Normally, you clone your repos on GitHub or GitHub Desktop, create a branch for your work, commit it, and occasionally return one or more commits. Because GitHub's version control tools are so useful for collaboration and because they are so intuitive to use, non-programmers have started working on document-based and multimedia projects. Matthew McCullough, GitHub's trainer, explains, GitHub and GitLab have positioned themselves as handy assistants for developers when working in large teams. This is all for today, guys. My name is Stacy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot.ai